When evaluating SAR levels, it makes absolutely zero sense to consider a single result for anything at all. In case you are unaware of what SAR levels are, the specific absorption rate, SAR, measures the rate of microwave RF radio frequency, energy absorption by the body when using a cellular phone. Websites providing only head and body SAR values from a small group of tests blindly follow SAR guideline propaganda being pushed by the wireless industry, which means absolutely nothing until all of the SAR test data is properly analyzed and compared. Only after all tests' attributed phone power levels are summarized can you investigate the potential risks of any device emitting microwaves. COVID has brought a clearer importance to the danger involved in looking only at small data sets the industry wants you to see, and only the part that makes them appear very compliant with regulations. Well, gauging the long-term potential health risk from phone radiation isn't as simple as two numbers to give you a thumbs up or thumbs down, as the industry wants you to believe. This is precisely why there are six very important SARFI test summaries detailing exposure to the body and head. Now, a new SAR test is commonly performed on extremities, which we wrote about when first proposed, including hands and ears, at 10 grams rather than 1 gram of simulated body tissue. This adds up to a minimum of 7 SAR summaries based on many different measurements taken for each test. Let's not forget that smartphones are not tested at the same distance as one another, either because the FCC rules imply manufacturers may do their SAR testing up to 15 m from the body. After all, phones couldn't fit in your pocket when the rules were created literally a quarter of a century ago. So how does the consumer get value from knowing a very limited amount of SAR data which can only sometimes be found on a manufacturer's website? Consumers are often told to visit the EC website to view dozens of reports, some of which are hundreds of pages long for each device. Here is an example of what that looks like after you have located your phone's FCC ID. This link will take you to the official SAR reports on the XE website for the iPhone 14 Pro Max. The FCC designed it to be time-consuming and hard to find the SAR data you were looking for. Did you know several of the lowest radiation phones published on many sites are really the highest radiating phones too? Looking at the full SAR report, you will see that some of the so-called low radiation phones actually have the highest SAR levels in the same CCR test report for a different SAR test procedure. This is brought up when examining why Samsung phones are marketed as having lower radiation. There is a trick to it. The answer is when phone SAR data is provided to you in a limited pre-selected way, or as the other option is provided as a raw data dump of hundreds of pages from the EFCE. It is absolutely worthless and presented out of its proper context when evaluating the safety of a cell phone for ordinary consumers. Know your phone's IRFSafe, ARFS, score, and SAR rank. Similar to what a credit score does with credit reports, RFSafe does with SAR test reports. We compare the bulk data, quantified using a matrix of trigger points for warnings at particular power levels scaled for age groups because of skull thickness.